Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A deadly hit and run in East Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Daramore. Milder air streaming our way straight through midweek. Your full forecast is coming up.
Wichita police are investigating a hit and run Sunday evening on eastbound Kellogg between Hydraulic and I-135. Police say the victim was riding his motorcycle when he was struck by a car. Police officer Clayton Schuler.
The car is here. The driver left on foot.
Okay.
So we have the vehicle. We're just trying to find the driver now.
And police still looking for a suspect. Two people were hospitalized after a rollover crash in northwest Sedgwick County Sunday morning.
It happened just after 10 o'clock in the westbound lanes of K-96, just west of 295th Street West near Mount Hope. Emergency crews arriving on the scene found a single vehicle that had rolled over into the ditch. The westbound lanes of K-96 and also 295th Street West had to be shut down for a time due to the crash. Sedgwick County Dispatch says two people were transported to the hospital with unknown injuries. Weather may have been a factor in the crash. Crews on the scene reported that bridges in the area were slick and requested assistance from KDOT. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Authorities say a man is in critical condition after being pulled from a house fire Saturday. The fire reported around noon at 27th and Custer in the southwestern part of the city. Arriving firefighters found the home and a car engulfed in flames, and crews found a man who had suffered burns, a man taken to a hospital with critical injuries. Investigators are trying to find out what caused that fire. Tornadoes, high winds, and heavy rain are blamed for leaving 11 people dead in the south and parts of the Midwest. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The National Weather Service just confirmed two more tornadoes hit in Ohio last night. It's a really unusual thing for January. In the last 50 years, there have been just six tornadoes in January in Ohio, and nationwide, at least seven tornadoes were reported over the last 24 hours. Officials have so far accounted for 11 weather-related deaths in five states, Iowa, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama. Causes range from drownings to falling trees to tornado damage to car crashes. Destruction spans a huge swath of the South. In Louisiana, an EF2 tornado with 135-mile-an-hour winds lifted a trailer off its foundation and flung it several hundred feet, killing the elderly couple who lived there. The sheriff's office said first responders are searching through mud and debris for other victims.
Hundreds of thousands of people were without power. Two of the 11 dead were first responders. President Trump is showing support for the people of Iran after the country's military sparked protests by admitting it accidentally shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
You cannot overstate how powerful the symbolism is here in this circumstance. The president tweeting his support for the Iranian people, not just in English, but also in Farsi. It already has several hundred thousand likes. And as you can well imagine, there was also a corresponding tweet in English. It reads thusly, to the brave and suffering Iranian people, I've stood with you since the beginning of my presidency, and my government will continue to stand with you. We are following your protests closely. Your courage is in inspiring. The president also warning the regime in Tehran not to attack or kill their own people who are obviously protesting. He said the world is watching.
Wichita police arrested 25-year-old Breton Rader of Wichita on suspicion of child abuse, child endangerment, and several drug-related charges.
Crews were dispatched to the 3600 block of West 13th Street North on Friday around 8:30 p.m. When police arrived, they found a 9-month-old baby girl with serious injuries. Police tell KSN that an investigation was initiated because of an incident that happened inside the apartment complex, eventually leading to the arrest of Rader. A 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl were placed in police protective custody. During the investigation, officers discovered a marijuana grow operation inside the apartment. The case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And it was, it didn't start off well for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday in the AFC divisional playoffs, but we'll talk about that coming up more in sports.
Amazon delivers a real stinker. Think dirty diapers. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on this Monday morning, January 13th. Governor Laura Kelly and Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning last week announced an agreement between Democrats and Republicans on a Medicaid expansion bill. Kansas Senate President Susan Wagle commented on the John Whitmer Show.
This will be the first time in Kansas history, if this bill passes, that we will give taxpayer-funded welfare assistance to someone who is an able-bodied worker, someone who can work if they choose. The work requirement was stripped out of the bill.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has been attacking former Vice President Joe Biden on the campaign trail over foreign policy. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
Things are getting really personal between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden about foreign policy as the Sanders campaign tries to inform Democrats who may not have been paying attention at the start of the century about Biden's record. The Sanders campaign has a new statement that reads in part, "It is appalling that after 18 years, Joe Biden still refuses to admit he was dead wrong on the Iraq war." So far, Biden himself has not responded, but one of his top surrogates, John Kerry, hit the Sunday shows this morning to say that he thinks the Sanders campaign is distorting Biden's record as a senator.
Amazon delivers a real stinker.
A Jersey family says they received used diapers via the tech giant's delivery service. Nestle Sales of Jersey City was shocked to see what appeared to be diapers covered in fecal matter upon opening the package. Sales says she purchases diapers for her two daughters every month from Amazon's warehouse section, which does sell returned items at a discounted rate. While they have not officially had the substance on the diapers tested, Sales feared for her daughter's health. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ugh.
Yuck.
Yuck. No kidding.
Yuck. And yuck out there this morning on the roadways of Wichita. Yuck. We've got some icy conditions out there, and so some traffic accidents going on right now. We've got this morning the report of a traffic hazard, and this is on I-235 at K-42. We've got a traffic hazard there as a vehicle accident that we had this morning already. We've got some really slow traffic on I-135 north and southbound, and that's especially north of Kellogg this morning. And so just watch out some slippery conditions that we've got this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve, and happy Victory Monday to you.
Victory Monday, victory over what?
The Chiefs yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the Shockers, too, over the weekend. Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I'm glad you brought that up. Honestly, though, I stayed up past my bedtime of 5 o'clock to watch the Chiefs game yesterday.
Watch the Chiefs game? So, it was something else.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, that was a crazy game. But Steve, I got to tell you, I am not only on the struggle bus, I am driving it this morning.
That's
how I feel.
Okay.
But at least it's a Victory Monday, though. At least we're waking up to the sweet taste.
After a weekend of some victory. A weekend of some very, very strange weather.
Yeah, and that's something else. I was about to say is the way Jad was talking about the road conditions out there, why we are dealing with some of those slick conditions. It's pretty much a combination of what's left over from that wintry weather that we had, that snow and ice, as well as something that's happening right now. We've got some freezing fog out there. There's also a dense fog advisory just to the east of Wichita and east of Sedgwick County, where we have the likelihood of freezing fog. So everybody just needs to be ready to encounter the possibility of some slick spots before they get ready to head out the door, also giving themselves just plenty of extra time this morning. It's just going to be one of those days where, as we get the day started, just make sure that we're using extra caution on the roads. But things won't stay like this all day. A lot of that fog, once the sun comes up, it'll gradually kind of clear out through the morning, also because we'll be able to get a little bit of sunshine. Winds are going to pick up, and those winds will help us shoot all the way back up into the 50s today. It's going to feel a lot better than that cold cold end to the weekend. So partly to mostly cloudy skies, high of 55, south winds at 10 to 25. Those winds calming down a bit later on tonight as we dip back down to 29. Another start in the freezer by this time tomorrow morning, under partly cloudy to even mostly clear skies. So that means we've got a lot more sunshine on the way by tomorrow, with a high of 52 degrees, starting to cool down a little bit. And we'll really feel that cool down by Thursday, cooling all the way down to 40 degrees. And this is when our next disturbance moves in. We'll have a chance of rain at times. We may see a little bit of snow mixed in with that rain, possibly even a little bit of ice at times. Confidence still low when it comes to exactly what's going to happen and when. So just more of a reason to make sure that everybody is checking back with the Storm Track 3 weather team often for updates. Into the weekend, though, it looks like it should be another decent one. Good amounts of sunshine. It's just going to be a chilly one with those highs still in the 40s. Right now, a mix of freezing fog, a little bit of mist out there. Temperatures have been bouncing back and forth between going below and above freezing. Right now, we're above, though, at 34 degrees. South winds are at 14 miles an hour, starting to pick up a little bit. But it does feel like it's 25 degrees, and there's still a little bit of fog out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we do have some elevated roadway problems and whatnot. And if you have your vehicle outside, I had to scrape the window this morning, so there's that. But we didn't have any problems like they did in some parts of this country. We had 11 fatalities from these storms going across the country. Wow. So we had a pretty tame in Wichita, everything considered, you know.
Yeah, but if you remember, before we got the wintry weather, we actually had those thunderstorms.
Right.
There were a few severe thunderstorms around.
Oh, no kidding. It was very heavy Friday. All right.
You know what? Just a reminder of what's to come in the spring.
I guess so. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. A partly sunny day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 41 degrees. The normal high for today is 42. So there you go. Not too bad right there. Democratic presidential hopeful and billionaire Michael Bloomberg is willing to spend some serious cash to defeat the current White House administration in 2020. Even if it means spending $1 billion to support Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders if he doesn't win the nomination. He's ready to write the checks, big checks. The New York Times reports Bloomberg has already spent $200 million of his own money in TV advertising for his own campaign. Worth around $50 billion, Bloomberg said during a stop in Texas that even if he didn't win the nomination, he would spend the money to help Warren or Sanders win the election, regardless of their opposing views. So,
wow.
What's wrong with this picture? Some people will say, you know, the guy, he's had enough money, he can just buy the nomination, and then he can buy the presidency. If he does effective advertising and marketing and so forth, then he's just a billionaire, and but everybody in this race is probably a millionaire at least. I mean,
I was going to say, how different is that from what we face every year or every election?
Well, Bloomberg can come back and say, you know what? I haven't taken any money. In fact, I saw his ad. I haven't taken any money from a special interest group ever. Ever. So, I'm not beholden to anybody except the people. It's an interesting argument. And it's kind of the way we are here in America. If you got enough money, spend it. You might become president of the United States. All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I just want to quickly mention that my wife yesterday, and I don't want to make anybody jealous, but she did a pot roast that was out of sight.
Okay? Wow, really?
she just gets better and better every year. she got the pot roast, she got the chocolate chip cookies, her lasagna is out of sight, her homemade pizza is out of sight. I don't get it all, any of this very often, okay?
Right.
She now has tackled baklava, does a heck of a job with that.
I mean, I can attest to that.
Holy mackerel.
I got some of that for Christmas, and that was fantastic.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
I had something interesting happen to me yesterday. I got interviewed again. Recently I was interviewed one-on-one on KPTS Channel 8 with Victor.
Really?
Hochstrom.
Oh, so I remember.
Yeah, the first time I've ever been interviewed. Well, this was more a one-on-one, just a more informal interview. My granddaughter, Sammy Jo, interviewed me Sunday. She is
really?
She's a first grader down there in Derby at El Paso School. And she said, can I interview you? I said, sure. So she took some notes down there. It was basic stuff like when were you born? It was kind of interesting because she was asking, again, she's what, 6, 7 years old. She's asking about what were the big events in your life?
Wow.
And I was telling her about the Kennedy assassination. I don't know how much of this stuff was sinking in. And her, she's very, very sharp. But it'd be interesting to see how she does on that interview when she gets it all written up and turned in. I said, what kind of grade are you going to get? She said, ah, Papa, we don't get grades. We're in the first grade. We don't, yeah, they don't give them grades. They just say yes or no, I guess. So anyway, it was fun. Sit down at the table there and answer questions for my granddaughter, Sammy Jo. All right, we're coming up on 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time. Jed's on the sports desk this morning, and he's got plenty to tell us about this morning, right, Jed? Kim, let's start with the Chiefs. Wow, what a story.
Absolutely. Huge one. And here's the thing. It didn't start off that well.
No.
He started watching that game. Wow. The first quarter could have gone worse for the Chiefs.
Yes. Yeah.
Not a whole lot. Texans went right down the field and got the early lead with a touchdown. The Chiefs were forced to punt after that. That punt was blocked and returned for a touchdown. So that put the Texans up by two touchdowns pretty early on. Then the Chiefs' D finally made a stop and forcing a punt, but the Chiefs fumbled the return, and that set up Houston for another touchdown.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, but after the first quarter, the Chiefs kind of decided to finally get it going, and so that's where it all started to really get going for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense found the end zone seven times. And the defense held Houston to just 10 more points after that first quarter. Sealing with this one, you heard it yesterday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The Chiefs have held the Texans on downs the last two possessions, trying to do it again. This is fourth and goal for Houston at the 8-yard line, 51-31 Kansas City. The Chiefs trailed 24-0 early in the second. Watson takes the snap. Here comes pressure. And Frank Clark takes him down! And the 25-yard line, Frank Clark, Clark the Shark, it's Jaws, 1, 2, 3, and 4. A third sack by Frank Clark, and the Chiefs will close it out and get ready to host an AFC Championship game for the first time back-to-back in Kansas City Chiefs history.
I got to tell you, I really didn't know who Frank Clark was till yesterday. The guy was all over the place.
Yeah.
What a game he had. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, he did have a pretty good game out there. Chiefs win it 51-31. They advance to the AFC Championship game Sunday, hosting the Tennessee Titans. So
there you go.
Chiefs move on.
One more step.
That's right. Number 23, Wichita State, on the road yesterday facing UConn. The Shockers had a 9-point lead but could not shut the door. And they allowed UConn to tie it at 69-all in the final minute of regulation. That, of course, sends it to overtime. And then eventually double overtime. So two overtimes. You heard it yesterday on 1240 AM. No. You heard it yesterday on 103.7 KEYN. Lost my place there. Here we go.
Steal by Etienne going to the basket. Took contact from Carlton and goes in.
What a heads-up play by Tyson Etienne. He stole the tip because O'Cook got it. Tyson Etienne jumped in the lane, stole the tip, went all the way down, made the layup, and got fouled.
Eventually, the Shockers did regroup. They beat UConn in double overtime, 89-86.
But they blew like a 9-point lead in the last minute of regulation.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
But they got it back, Jed, somehow.
Well, it took them an extra overtime, and a double overtime. But
they did.
They got the win. 89-86, the Shockers will be going to Pennsylvania on Wednesday night to face Temple. So Temple up next for the Shockers. The Wichita State women on the road in Greenville, North Carolina yesterday. The Shockers defeated ECU 61-53. Talking about a 9-0 run late in the game for the Shocker men. The Shocker women had a 9-0 run late in the fourth quarter, and that's how they won. They beat the ECU 61-53. It was kind of an ugly win, though. The Shockers and the Shockers and ECU combining for 51 turnovers, 27 for WSU, 24 for ECU.
That'd be a record.
And neither team shot any better than 35% from the field.
Yikes.
Yeah, but they get that win, and the Shockers next up for the Shocker ladies. They face Tulsa Golden Hurricane, and that will be on Wednesday night. The Shocker women's head coach, Keitha Adams, will talk about it on the WSU Coaches Show, and that is tonight at 6:00. on KFH, and that will be followed by coverage of the NCAA College Football National Championship game. That's right, the Clemson Tigers facing LSU, and that one will be at 8. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
Hey, the Rodden Custom Car Show at Century 2 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is Cars for Charities. Proceeds go to the Ark of Century County and Starkey. And again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have a pair of tickets if you'd like to go right now. Call us at 869-1330. 869-1330 if you'd like to go to the Rodden Custom Car Show this weekend, courtesy Steve and Ted and KNSS. 722 now, give it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. An article on why we need a deep state. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.